This is the sound of a powerful racing car negotiating bumps and twists at high speed. Except it isn't on a rally track, but inside a small pavilion in the 19th arrondissement in Paris. With an Oculus Rift headset, an ultra-high definition video, the sounds of the car, along with the same movement of a car seat and a fan blowing wind in my face, my virtual riding experience was brought to reality. It was so real that I could feel my stomach churn and head spin because of the rapid acceleration and deceleration. This VR experience was created by the company Night Shift, which was one of the 110 exhibitors at the virtual reality exhibition titled Virtuality this past weekend in Paris. Project producer Matthew Yu explains how this experience was created.
Our attraction is the most accurate in terms of movement. It's closely connected to the real movement of the car because we put like a sensor in the car when we shoot the video, because currently it's like a dynamic theater. The attraction is a mix between the accurate movement with the right sound and the right image, the right video.
Currently, the most common use for virtual reality is in the gaming and entertainment industry. Not surprisingly, there are many visitors at this exhibition who also want to experience to fly like a bird in a city, walk along a ledge in a high-rise building, or drive a train. Smart VR Studio attracted plenty of attention because of its creation called The Walk, which involves walking on a narrow wooden beam on top of a skyscraper in Manhattan. This experience is truly terrifying as your real walk is mimicked on that plank 300 meters high. The Paris-based studio also demonstrated another powerful and disturbing experience related to the Syrian refugee crisis. Sarah Mariotte, who is the co-founder of Smart VR Studio, explains the idea behind this project.
It is called When I've Left. It's really a specific project. We are working on how VR can change the world and have a social impact. So it is an experience where you are in the shoes of a Syrian refugee that is leaving his country for several reasons and fleeing the war, of course. It's an interactive experience, and it is really important for us in virtuality to show that VR is not only entertainment and it's not only corporate. The social sector as well need to have impactful tools to raise awareness on important social issues. So this is why we are presenting this.
In this experience, you have to navigate a motorized inflatable boat carrying other refugees across a sea. While headsets like the Oculus Rift, HTC Vive, and PlayStation VR are at the heart of the VR experience, there is a company in Paris called Real Time Art that has employed robotics for an altogether different VR experience. Called ScreenBot, the highly flexible 7-axis robot holds a desktop-sized screen. Zubir Amir, a software developer at Real Time Art, explains.
The robots let the user control it, so it's in the compliance mode. The user can move the screen as it's like weightless. The experience is shared not by an individual user, but many users. And the robot itself, when it's moving, the image on the screen is changing with the robot's movement.
The highlight of the virtuality exhibition has been the overwhelming presence of French tech. Olivier Godest is the founder of Virtuality, which made its debut this year. He explains the idea behind this exhibition.
The first one is to democratize VR to general public, but secondly to professionals who are not already used to use VR in their business models. We have here in France some of the best companies in the world for VR. We have something really great in France, and we have to promote this here in France and in the world.
Until a few years ago, virtual reality was limited to a few companies. But because of the development of high-quality headsets, it is gaining more and more traction, not only in the gaming and entertainment industries, but also in education sector and industrial design. And it is events like these that will help this relatively young technology medium reach out to the masses and prove that virtual reality is not limited to games, but has a role in day-to-day reality. Dhananjay Khadilkar for RFI in Paris.